So, hello. That's what I look like.
Hi.
Hi. My name's Phil. So, if you want to ask a question, just yell, Phil!
Hey, Phil!
Where's the microphones? Well, there's that one and this one. Is that what you mean?
No, your band.
Oh, it's this guitar here, I guess. You got a piano and an organ. Is that what you meant? Hey, did you guys see that painting back there? It says, where are those party guys?
Yeah.
Where are those party guys?
Where are they?
Hey, Phil, where are those party guys?
That's what I'm asking you guys. Speaking of which, I was somewhere, I think it must have been Lawrence, Kansas, and on the marquee of a theater downtown Lawrence. Lawrence is also a college town. Downtown Lawrence, there on the marquee, it said foam party. I don't know what they're talking about. They're talking about Thrush Week.
Did you go?
No, I had to go. It was on Halloween. I had to go out of town. But, so I've been on tour for a while. This is my last show of, 600 shows in a row. I've been on tour for the last 8.5 years. So, I'm going home tomorrow to Olympia. Sorry, Lynn. I'm pretty tripped out because I've been gone for so long. I've grown this long beard, as you can see. I'm a lot older, more mature. Wrote that new song. So, I was talking about the phone party before that.
Party guys,
yeah, where are they? Because I was here like 2 months ago, almost 2 months ago. Remember?
Yeah.
Was anyone there?
Yeah.
And there were these guys who showed up maybe a little later, and they had this like jug of wine.
Oh yeah.
What's up?
They're in a different building talking about like terrorist legislation tonight.
Yeah.
They call themselves party guys.
They did pee in the bushes like 5 times during your show. They're pretty good party guys.
Those guys were amazing party guys. I'm really just hoping they'd be here with their shirts off. Rainbow afro wig, oversized novelty.
Yeah, you were one of those. This is one of those party guys.
Oh, this is kind of a pseudo party guy.
The two guys I'm thinking of had long hair. Did you just cut your hair?
No.
He was with them, though.
I was kind of a fringe party.
He was a
hanger-on. I was just a tag-along party.
That's cool. No, I don't want to belittle that. I'm that guy. With my friend. Anyways. I like those guys. I had this special look in their eyes, like, as if their eyeballs were, like, this big around, and not looking any particular direction, sort of like shaded, like, you know that look, special party guy look, a jug of wine, like a huge. In the parlance of our times.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
What's parlance?
It's a word that people use to sound smart.
It's direct from the French verb parler, you see.
French
verb, right here. It's sort of a paradigm. Is anyone here so into the movie The Big Lebowski? Okay. Like so into it, like you knew what I was talking about the first time I said the parlance of our times. Okay. You know that part when he's like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" And she's like, "Knox Harrington, the video artist," and like as if he's supposed to know who Knox Harrington, the video artist, is. That's the part that hit me today. I think about that movie every day, all the time. And that was the joke, like the tone that she says, "Knox Harrington, the video artist." Like, it's kind of subtle. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, and please, also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Harrington, please. My favorite part in the whole movie is when he's like,
"Yeah,
that's fucking interesting. That's fucking interesting." Remember? Okay. I made a tape of the audio from the movie to listen to in the car. I listen to it pretty much every day. Yeah?
Do you have any problems like other than pacifism?
Yeah. I myself dabbled in pacifism too at one point. Not a nom, of course. Walter, you can't do this. These guys are pacifists. I did not know that. Calmer than you. Just take it easy. That's your answer for everything. Those party guys. It's all tying together. The party guys are the dude. Yeah, of course.
The party guys abide.
Yeah, exactly. It's interchangeable. Well, V.I. Lenin, Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov. And then when Jesus comes up, he's like, "Hey, I heard you rolled yourself into the semis. Me and Liam, we're going to fuck you. And let me tell you something, man. If you pull any of that bang bang action, whip your piece out in the lane, I shove it so far up your ass and I pull the trigger till it go click."
Eight-year-olds, dude.
Yeah, but he's a pervert. Huh. No. Convicted with the record. 8 months in Chino for... Okay, sorry. Let's back to the microphone show. Knox Harrington, the video artist. Yeah, see, I don't see what this has to do with. Do you have any clue?
She's not my special lady, she's my fucking lady.
No physical harm detected. I'm just watching the movie in my head right now. Okay, well, I'm gonna try and play another song. I turned all the lights off.
Not much hope for the Creedence.
Or when he's lying in the bubble bath listening to whale sounds. Doing a J. Okay. Let's talk about something else for a minute just so I can stop thinking about this. Does anybody have any questions? About something else, yeah?
Will you start playing again?
I will, yeah. I'm just trying to clear my head of, yeah?
Will, do you ever go and look on the little Amazon reviews on your album?
No.
Okay, because I just happened to be there before you go, and you got 5 stars for the new album.
Cool.
And the editorial board is all excited about it, so.
Amazon.com?
The
man. You know how much I paid for that? For that extra star?
You were the
I was the what?
You reviewed yourself.
Yeah. Do you know how many blowjobs that cost?